Upon this, many of his disciples went back and walked no more with him. Jesus said, therefore, unto the 12, would ye also go away? Simon Peter answered him, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. John 6:66. Previous to the feeding of the 5,000, Jesus crossed to the other side of the Sea of Galilee, and a great multitude followed him, because they beheld the signs which he did on them that were sick. John 6:1-2. When Jesus, lifting up his eyes and seeing that a great multitude cometh unto him, in John 6:5, he deliberated with Philip, saying, whence are we to buy bread, that these may eat? After further deliberation, Jesus fed the 5,000 with 5 barley loaves and 2 fishes. After a series of events, and Jesus and his disciples became separated from the multitude, on the morrow, the multitude, finding Jesus, said, Rabbi, when camest thou hither? Jesus answered them and said, ye seek me not because ye saw signs, but because ye ate of the loaves and were filled. Work not for the food which perisheth, but for the food which abideth unto eternal life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you. For him the Father, even God, hath sealed. John 6:27. To this multitude Jesus said, I am the bread of life. He that cometh to me shall not hunger, and he that believeth on me shall never thirst. John 6:35. To which the Jews murmured concerning him, because he said, I am the bread which came down out of heaven, which was a claim to the divine nature. What Jesus affirmed in the preceding verses resulted in his disciples saying, this is a hard saying. But Jesus, knowing in himself that his disciples murmured at this, said unto them, does this cause you to stumble? What then, if ye should behold the Son of Man ascending where he was before? It is the Spirit that giveth life, the flesh profiteth nothing. The words that I have spoken unto you are spirit and are life. But there are some of you that believe not. For Jesus knew from the beginning who they were that believed not, and who it was that should betray him. And he said, for this cause have I said unto you, that no man can come unto me except it be given unto him of the Father. John 6:60-65. After hearing the words of Jesus, as other multitudes had, which knew he spoke with authority, and not as one of the scribes, Matthew 7:29, or as the multitudes that sought after him and would have stayed him that he should not go from them, Luke 4:42, there were yet many of his disciples that went back and walked no more with him. Here's my question for your consideration. When you hear or read the words of the Lord that do not agree with what you had been taught in the past, what do you do? Would you close the Bible, put it back on its shelf, and walk away? Or would you do as Peter did, saying, Lord, to whom shall we go? Thou hast the words of eternal life. Thank you for joining us for Daily Bread. This is Ross Triplett encouraging you to remember the prophecy concerning the Lord as written by Moses, saying, I will raise them up a prophet from among their brethren like unto thee, and I will put my words in his mouth, and he shall speak unto them all that I shall command him. And it shall come to pass that whosoever will not hearken unto my words, which he shall speak in my name, I will require it of him. Deuteronomy 18:18-19.